From the heart of the jungle comes a savage cry of victory. This is Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle. From the black core of dark Africa, land of enchantment, mystery, and violence, comes one of the most colorful figures of all time. Transcribed from the immortal pen of Edgar Rice Burroughs, Tarzan, the bronzed white son of the jungle. And now, in the very words of Mr. Burroughs, the story of Tarzan and the Hooded Death.
Tarzan had long since come to the conclusion that man was the cruelest of all the jungle creatures. And although the native tribe with whom he had spent the past few months had been friendly enough, it was good to be alone again. He wore a contented smile as he entered the clearing near his seacoast cabin. Suddenly, he stood motionless. From inside the cabin came the scent of man. He crept to the door noiselessly, and then he flung it open.
Who's in here?
I sense your presence behind that curtain. Step out into the room or I'll send an arrow through your heart.
No. No, don't shoot, Nugu.
A native boy. Who are you? What do you want?
I am Nugu, and I mean no harm. I came only because I heard of Tarzan's magic.
I have no magic.
Nugu find much magic here. Small animals that hang on wall and do not move or make sound.
A few simple pictures.
Thin white bark bearing many strange bugs.
Printed books.
Sitting mats with long legs like Twigger.
Mats with legs like a giraffe? Oh, those are what the Tamangani call chairs. These things belong to my real parents, whom I never knew. They are strange to you, perhaps, but they're not magic.
But Tarzan has much magic. Everywhere in the jungle, men speak of him. Nugu traveled many moons to find Tarzan. Nugu must learn Tarzan's big ufumu.
Just why are you so anxious to learn about Tarzan's medicine?
Well, Nugu is apprentice in school of witch doctor. So also is Galyema, son of uncle. One who learns most medicine will someday be Mutemi.
So you want to be the emperor of your tribe, and you thought that... What is your tribe?
Nugu cannot tell.
You said you'd come many moons. Just where is your village?
In the mountain country, near Nagomba.
Near Nagomba? But that's hundreds of miles away. You made that trip all by yourself?
Yes, Tarzan. My heart say Nugu must see Tarzan.
How old are you, Nugu?
14 times has winter come since Nugu was born.
14, hmm? Well, I can't send you back all that distance alone, nor have I the heart to let your trip be for nothing. I'll teach you a few things your competitor doesn't know, though it won't be magic, and then I'll take you home.
That night, Tarzan taught Nugu a few things unknown to the jungle tribes. But early the next morning, while the instructions continued in the clearing in front of the cabin, the lessons came to an abrupt end. The scent of the Tamangani was in the air. Instinctively, Tarzan grasped a vine and swung himself up into the trees. The native boy stood alone in lost wonderment as two jungle-weary white men staggered from the brush and fell exhausted at his feet.
You going, Chua? You are sick?
Water. Just get water.
Please.
Nugu get water. But first, white men take this powder.
What is it?
Ufumu, good medicine. Give to other white men, too. Nugu get water now.
Here, I have brought water.
Tarzan, Nugu thought...
Where did you get that medicine, Nugu? What is it?
Always people of my tribe carry powerful medicine in gourd about their necks. It's made of strong herbs.
Well, you'd better take it, strangers. Much of the black man's medicine is strong against the evils of the jungle. Here, I'll hold the water bag to your lips.
Water is good, but medicine is bitter.
Evil taste help chase away bad spirits.
Here, Garvey, better take it. Nothing to lose in our condition.
All right.
We'll carry you inside now.
Wait a minute. I don't think you have to carry me. This native medicine, it's miraculous. I feel almost normal again. Garvey.
Yes, Doctor?
How do you feel?
I feel fine. I can't understand it.
Neither can I. A lifetime in the medical profession, and I never... Son, what's in that medicine?
Herbs, but which ones I cannot tell. It is secret of my tribe.
Well, certainly obliged to you for saving our lives. And you, sir, if we may, we'd like to rest for a while in your cabin. That is your cabin there?
Yes, the cabin is mine, and you may rest until morning. Then you must be gone. Tarzan does not like the white men.
But you're all white yourself. You're browns from the sun.
Look, Mr. Tarzan. This is Dr. Cunningham. He's a very famous man. My name is Garvey. It's important that we accomplish the purpose of our safari, and it's important that we make it back to civilization. We're willing to pay you well for your help.
I have no use for money here in the jungle.
But someone has to help us. Our native porters and Askari deserted us. We have heavy equipment that we cached a few miles back. If you won't help us, we haven't got a ghost of a chance ever getting out of this jungle alive.
I have no wish for the death of any man, Mr. Garvey. But many times when the path of Tarzan has crossed that of the white man, he has found treachery and deceit. I did not invite you into my jungle. I do not feel any obligation to lead you out.
Just a minute, Tarzan.
Yes, Dr. Cunningham?
We've heard of you back in our country, and some of the stories of the unscrupulous men you've met have reached us, too. Now, believe me, we are not out to hurt you or any of your jungle friends.
The tongues of the other white men also spoke softly. But I've always found that when bearers desert their buanas, they have good reason. I offer you a bed for the night. I do not offer to lead you back. Nor do I pretend friendship.
We shall return to Tarzan in just a moment. The white men slept most of that day, but as Kuda, the sun, sank in the heavens, giving place to Goro, the moon, they were awakened by the delicious incense of cooking meat.
Oh, it's dark already.
Hmm? You have slept many hours.
Well, it's been several days since we slept last. You awake, Garvey?
Yes, Dr. Cunningham. I guess that wonderful odor coming from a fireplace did the trick. Boy, I'm hungry as a bear.
The meat is cooked. I remembered that the white man likes his food ruined with fire.
You eat yours raw?
I was raised by apes who know nothing of stoves or skillets. Oh, come, I have chairs pulled to the table in the manner of white men.
Oh, thank you. Where's the little native boy?
Yes, isn't he eating with us?
Nugu is much like me. One cannot keep track of the comings and goings of the savage. Perhaps he has already left for home.
Oh, I thought he lived here with you.
I have not occupied this cabin for many moons, and I found the boy when I returned yesterday. He disappeared early this afternoon after having examined everything about you and your clothing as you slept. Here. Eat.
Boy, does that smell good, huh, Doctor?
Oh, it does indeed. Well, regardless of what tomorrow brings, we'll have one good meal in the jungle. Ah, this is delicious. What animal is this, Tarzan?
It is meat. And the milky-looking liquid within your gourd is pomba. It is a native beer made of corn.
Well, all the comforts of home. To your health, gentlemen.
Even though you've refused to help us in our mission and guide us back to civilization, Tarzan, we're still deeply indebted to you. I raise my gourd.
Sounds like the native boy.
A tiger! He must be after the lad.
Tarzan, wait! I've got a rifle here and I can...
But Tarzan waited neither for words nor for the help of the white man's thunderstick. He was out of the door and into the jungle clearing in one great leap. 100 yards away, Nugu was running toward the cabin as fast as his thin legs would carry him. And behind him came a savage tiger, its great strides bringing it closer and closer to its prey. The boy increased his speed. He was going to get away.
And then suddenly he tripped on a gnarled root of a tree.
Help me, Tarzan! Help me!
I will help!
The boy tried valiantly to regain his feet, but the great beast was already upon him, his mammoth claws raking the young body, and his huge jaws opened wide to tear at the soft young throat. But before the mighty jaws could close, two steel-corded hands interfered. Tarzan rolled Nagoo out of the way with one foot, and his hands continued to stretch the jaws of the tiger further and further apart, until suddenly the enraged beast wrenched free and backed away from the lord of the jungle. But Tarzan was after his old enemy. He leaped upon him, and his razor-sharp hunting knife flashed into the air and then found its mark.
Did you ever see anything like that in your life?
Fantastic. Come on, Garvey. The boy's hurt.
You can't do much without your instruments, Doctor.
Look, my kit. There, by the boy.
Well, how in the name of thunder did...
What was that?
I heard it in the jungle once before, Doctor. It's the cry of the victorious aboriginal ape. It came from the throat of our host, Tarzan.
And now the ruler bandage.
Here you are, Doc.
Nagoo will live?
Yes, Tarzan. It's miraculous, but there's nothing broken. And the wounds are only superficial.
The medicine you put on the wounds, it will help?
Scissors, please, Garvey.
Here you are.
Oh.
Now you'll be as good as new in a few days, son. I know, it's painful. Yes, Tarzan, the medicine will help a great deal. It's called an antiseptic, and its job is to keep the wound clean.
Yes, that is important. In the forest, a lion's mate licks his wounds to keep away the great danger.
What I can't figure out is how and why the kid got a hold of your kit, Dr. Cunningham.
I think I can tell you that. You see, in your conversation, you spoke of having cached your supplies. You spoke also about the work of Dr. Cunningham. The boy seeks the medicine of the white man, so he followed your spoor and found the kit.
I guess that was about all he could carry. The rest are in heavy crates. But I trade a good deal of what's inside them for the secret of the medicine Nagoo used on us this afternoon.
Perhaps you will learn the secret of his medicine before you leave the jungle.
I'm afraid there isn't much chance of that. Without help, we'll be lucky to reach the railhead alive.
You shall have help in accomplishing the mission Mr. Garvey spoke of and in getting back to your own land. You shall have the help of Tarzan.
What made you change your mind?
The look on your face as you worked over a small, unimportant black boy. It was as gentle as that of a mother ape nursing her small Belu. Perhaps there are good white men, too. Tarzan offers you friendship.
Our little interruption did nothing to spoil my appetite.
Very delicious, Tarzan, even if I don't know what I'm eating.
It is the meat of a small rodent. I hesitated to tell you, for civilized people have strange taboos.
I'm afraid we're too hungry to have any prejudices at the moment. You know, when our porters deserted us, they took most of the food.
I still can't understand that, Tarzan. They seemed friendly and satisfied, and then as soon as we reached the heart of the jungle, they deserted us while we slept.
Without cause?
Yeah, I'm afraid it was my fault. I hired them, and I didn't tell them what we were really after until the night before they left us.
Garvey.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but it seemed best at the time.
What do you seek in the jungle?
We're after snakes.
Ah, then that is why your men fled. They were afraid.
Yes, but they killed tigers and lions and elephants. How could they be afraid of a few snakes when we have all sorts of equipment to protect them?
They are not afraid of the snakes. They are afraid of the Wakayoka, the snake men.
Snake men.
They are all powerful over the natives. You might call them witch doctors, but they're much more than that. And only they can hunt for Hista, the snake.
Yes, but we've come thousands of miles to get them.
You see, Tarzan, Dr. Cunningham is a pathologist. That means he's trying to find new ways of curing sicknesses. For many years, he's been working on a serum to cure man's most dread disease.
It's called cancer.